Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Henry Bussey, Grant Clark, Felix Arndt, Sidney Bechet, and Archie Gottler. Last week, May 19th, marked the birth in Magdeburg, Germany in 1894 of Henry Bussey. In 1916, he emigrated to the U.S. and found work playing trumpet in a movie theater pit orchestra, after which he formed his own band and toured the country, ending up in San Francisco, where the band broke up. In 1917, he was playing trumpet with the Frisco Jazz Band, and the following year he joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, where he was a major contributor, co-composing several of the band's early hit songs, including Hot Lips and Wang Wang Blues. Whiteman released several hot sides under the name Bussey's Buzzards, with Henry leading the recording session and all the Buzzards members of the Whiteman Orchestra. Bussey stayed with Whiteman until 1928, when he left the band and formed his own band, the Henry Bussey Orchestra. This group was more of a sweet dance band than a jazz band and had a very successful career. In 1935, Henry married Lorraine Brox, sister of Patricia and Bobby Brox, who made up the premier sister singing group of the 20s, the Brox Sisters. The Henry Bussey Orchestra appeared in a number of film shorts, including Paramount's Bussey Rhythm in 1938. During World War II, Henry enlarged the band to 19 musicians, and they appeared regularly on the Fitch Bandwagon and Coca-Cola Spotlight on Bands radio shows. After the war, Henry moved to California, where in 1954, along with the King Sisters, they had a successful engagement right here in the Casino Ballroom in Avalon. The band continued to record and perform up until Bussey's death on April 23, 1955, in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Henry Bussey. Thank you. Bussy's Buzzards and Meilenberg Joys from September 14, 1925. Meilenberg Joys was written by Leon Rapolo, Paul Mares, and Jelly Roll Morton. Before that, from the same September 14th session, it was Red Hot Henry Brown, written by Fred Rose. We began our tribute to Henry Bussy July 9th, 1925, and Deep Elm, You Tell 'Em I'm Blue. Deep Elm was written by William R. Clay and Willard Robison, who played piano in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark, Clark with an E. He started his career as an actor in stock productions in New York and at the same time worked for various New York publishing firms, writing special material for the likes of Burt Williams, Fanny Bryce, Nora Bayes, and Al Jolson. His composer collaborators included George W. Meyer, Harry Axe, James Monaco, Fred Fisher, Harry Warren, Milton Ager, James F. Hanley, and Archie Gottler, who we'll feature later in the show. Clark contributed songs to early films including The Jazz Singer, On With the Show, and Is Everybody Happy?, and also wrote the lyrics to the 1924 Broadway show Dixie to Broadway. He was a charter member of ASCAP and a successful music publisher. Grant Clark died in California on May 16, 1931, at just 40 years of age. His enduring standards include That's Harmony, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, He'd Have to Get Under, When You're in Love with Someone, In the Land of Beginning Again, Oogie Oogie Wah Wah, Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, Am I Blue, As Long as I'm with You, Don't It Mean a Thing, and these.
She's had school in Birmingham, Bertha. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, her plan. Meet me fair, and I'm on the level. Give me air, and I'm just a devil. He's on my mind, I'm gonna find myself. I'm just the worst simple Simon that you know. Gave him my diamonds and all my dough. But you can bet it, and he regret it. He's gonna get it, and so you can't expect no $2 worth of sympathy from Birmingham, Bertha. Just like the police, I'll never release that man.
Father, hands up, he's there. in an apartment came from funny store. Even think I'm burying someone more before. It's no wonder that I feel of you. I never get a thing that ain't been you.
Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra recording in London on August 18, 1930, and Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia. Before that, we heard Fanny Brice, better known throughout the 30s as Baby Snooks, and one of her two signature songs, Secondhand Rose, written by Grant Clark and James F. Hanley. She was accompanied on that November 8, 1921 Victor recording by a studio orchestra led by Rosario Bordon. We began our tribute to Grant Clark with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra with the vocal by Kay Palmer and Birmingham Bertha. That was co-written with Harry Axt and was recorded by Victor on July 27, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, May 20th, marked the birth in 1889 in New York City of pianist and composer Felix Arndt. He composed songs for the vaudeville team of Jack Norworth and Nora Bays, as well as for Gus Edwards. He was a charter member of ASCAP and organist at New York's Trinity Church, and he made over 3,000 piano rolls for the Duo Art Reproducing Piano Company and QRS. QRS, by the way, was founded in 1900 by Melville Story of Story and Clark Pianos, and is still in business today and still making piano rolls. Felix Arndt was a composer of the novelty piano or novelty ragtime genre and is best remembered for his 1915 composition Nola, written as an engagement gift to his fiancée Nola Locke. Nola became the signature theme of the Vincent Lopez Orchestra and was a hit for Les Paul in 1950. Felix Arndt was an influence on the young and then unknown George Gershwin, who would visit Felix at his studio in the Aeolian Building on 42nd Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. Felix Arndt died on October 16, 1918 in New York in the worldwide flu pandemic. Here's Felix Arndt. Thank you.
a paradise.
One of them lips is like a kiss from pretty lips I idolize.
You are so sweet, you are so neat. A girl like you I'd never meet.
Nothing I do can show how true I am to you, my only one.
Cuddle up near and let me hear a word to cheer your lonely one.
Your winning smile, my heart beguiles. For one sweet smile, I'd walk a mile.
All are you are mine.
When you're near, the birds sing in the trees, pretty harmonies.
All the world is humming a melody.
When away from you, my name is praying. Then my heart is saying,
pardon me,
follow me, all that I need, and listen while I plead. You're the one I need.
Life for me is nothing but misery.
Nola, can't you hear me call? Nola, dear, I love you.
I realize within your eyes, for me there lies a paradise.
What other bliss is like a kiss from pretty lips I idolize.
You are so sweet, you are so neat. A girl like you I'd never meet.
Nothing I do can show how true I am to you, my only one.
Cuddle up near and let me hear a word to cheer your lonely one.
Your winning smile, my heart beguiles. For one sweet smile, I'd walk a mile.
Nola, you are mine.
When you are near me, sunshine appears.
When you're away, I'm blue. When you are near, you calm all my fears.
Nola, I love.
Thank you.
Felix Art with pianistic distortions of some operatic and classical themes he titled An Operatic Nightmare, recorded all the way back on April 14, 1916. Next, it was The Revelers with a vocal version of Nola from November 18, 1927. The Revelers in that session were tenors Louis James, Franklin Bauer, and James Melton, Wolford Glenn singing bass, and Frank Black accompanying them on piano. We began our tribute to Felix Arndt with another Felix Arndt piano solo from Soup to Nuts, played by the composer on February 20th, 1914. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of composer Archie Gottler. He graduated from Long Island Business College, but became a pianist in silent movie theaters, where he composed for many silent films and wrote the scores for the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929 and 1930's Happy Days. He also wrote songs for the Ziegfeld Follies and Broadway Brevities. Archie Gottler died in California on June 24, 1959. Perhaps his most well-known song was the patriotic America, I Love You, introduced in 1915 by Eva Tangay. His other hits include Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder or a Private with a Chicken on Your Knee, Baby Me, What Do You Mean by Loving Somebody Else, Easter Sunday on Parade, Kiss Me Goodnight, I Hate to Love You, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, Crazy Feet, Wine, Women, and Song, Hittin' the Ceiling, Don't Be Like That, and These.
Let's do the breakaway, get hot and shake away. It's got the snappiest syncopation. Three times up on your heels, oh boy, how good it feels. You get the happiest new sensation. Write a little note on your toes, don't forget to dot the I. Look at what you wrote, goodness knows, it's easy as pie. Come on and fake away, get hot and shake away. You'll do the breakaway by and by. Thank you.
Got a spot for Mona. It's down around my heart somewhere. I'm sliding, no use in hiding. Brother, I'm riding on air. Mona, can't stay away from Mona. I'm just a bust when I'm alone. Oh, how she thrills me, she kills me. I'm bound all around with brown skin honey. Oh, Mona, my own.
George Olson and his music with vocal by Fran Fry and Mona, recorded by Victor on November 22, 1929. Mona was preceded by Burt Lown and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra and To Whom It May Concern from January 2, 1931. The vocal refrain was provided by the Biltmore Trio, Elmer Feldkamp, Paul Mason, and Tommy Feline. We began our tribute to Archie Gottler with Milt Shaw and his orchestra April 2, 1929 and Breakaway.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1897 in New Orleans, Louisiana, of clarinet and soprano sax virtuoso Sidney Bechet. Growing up in New Orleans, he played in bands of Bunk Johnson, Clarence Williams, and King Oliver, but in 1917 he joined a vaudeville troupe and wound up in Chicago, playing with Freddie Keppard and others. In 1919 he traveled to Europe with Will Marion Cook, where he took up the soprano sax. He returned to the U.S. in 1921 and worked in shows with Fort Dabney, Mamie Smith, Duke Ellington, and James B. Johnson, and made his first issued recording in 1923. In 1926, he went abroad again, touring Europe and Russia, and in 1928, he joined Noble Sissle in Paris. Back in New York in 1932, he and trumpeter Tommy Lednier formed the New Orleans Footwarmers, appearing at Harlem's Savoy Ballroom and recording for Victor. He was again with Noble Sissle from 1934 to 38, and through the 40s led his own combo and freelanced. In 1951, he settled in France, where he was active until shortly before his death on his birthday, May 14th, in 1959. Here's Sidney Bechet with Clarence Williams' Blue Five.
Thank you. marching down the aisle with you. You'll make them all stare with a little black eye, then stuck in your hair. Keep it of a candy, Mandy, won't you decide? Everything is dandy, Mandy, once you're my bride. In a year or two there may be three of a kind. Listen to me, Mandy, make up your mind.
Well, now you can say you've heard a sarousaphone. That was Clarence Williams' Blue Five with Sidney Bechet on bass sarousaphone and Mandy Make Up Your Mind from December 17, 1924. Eva Taylor, Mrs. Clarence Williams, provided the vocal on that one. The sarousaphone is a family of brass double reed instruments invented in 1856 by Pierre-Louis Gautreau, a competitor of Adolphe Sax, inventor of the saxophone. It was named after French bandmaster Pierre-Auguste Sarrus and was intended to be a replacement for the oboe and bassoon in bands. The fingering on a sarousaphone is nearly identical to that of a saxophone, and Adolphe Sax sued Gautreau, but lost. Later in his life, Sidney Bechet denied ever having played a sarousaphone. Before Mandy Make Up Your Mind, we heard Texas Moaner Blues from October 17, 1924, with Bechet playing both clarinet and soprano sax. We began our tribute to Sidney Bechet with his first issued recording playing soprano sax on Wildcat Blues, recorded July 30, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.